Wyshon.
Here.
Borkowski.
Here.
Jerzyk.
Here.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye. Present.
Taylor.
Here.
Mr. Chair.
I'm present.
We have a quorum.
Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll on referral back to staff? Controller.
Yep. Wyshon. This is on the referral.
On the referral, aye.
Borkowski.
No.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
No.
Taylor. Mr. Chair.
Aye.
3 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to refer this item to staff fails.
Madam Clerk, we have a motion of approval.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to offer an amendment.
Okay, what's the amendment?
Staff is actually trying to type it up right now, but I'll verbally try to explain it. It would replace the "be it resolved" clause on, unfortunately, my notes are with it would first replace the "be it further resolved" on 40 and 42, essentially to say that we're that they would proceed with the timeline that's outlined in the file, but limited to the aspects that are then enumerated. It would then strike line 44 and 45, which is the move, and it would replace on line 49 disposition with redevelopment.
Okay.
So the effect of this is to say we understand what's laid out in terms of a timeline for arriving at these things, but that we're not approving that we should move out of something before we have a plan, and particularly it has us not saying that we're going to move out of something before we know about Marsha Cox, because if you read the report, that's a key piece of the puzzle. And so why we would first move before that. So I just want to be clear that nothing about this is us saying we should stay in city campus or defending the current city campus building. I don't think anyone has defended that. Okay. So I just want that to be clear.
Everybody understand his amendment? Mm-hmm. All right, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you. Just question on the amendment. Might it be more practical than for line 49 instead of, as you've recommended, replacing disposition with, what was the word you used?
Redevelopment.
Might it be more practical to say disposition or redevelopment? Because we're talking about a plan. Redevelopment seems to be a word in the text, contrary to the statement you just made that we're not necessarily committing to staying there. How do we get that in the language to demonstrate what you just said, that we're not committing to leave, we're not committing to stay, but we are adopting a timeline?
Right. So I believe that as I'm proposing redevelopment of the city campus property is the language. So it does not say that we're maintaining that building or that we would even be redeveloping that building, but that we would be redeveloping that site, that there would be a plan for redevelopment of the site.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I actually think we finally moved into a healthier conversation here. I do oppose the amendment for a couple of reasons. The city campus project, lines 44, 45 state, relocation of county staff from city campus into transitional or permanent space by December 31st. Let me flesh that out a little bit. Clearly, the COGS Center is an important question. If the state of Wisconsin purchases COGS or enters into a long-term lease, and by that I mean probably at least 10 years. The state of Wisconsin then would control the COGS building, and we would then have to start making decisions to remove the remaining county staff at COGS. We're not doing any of that today because we don't have that information. However, city campus, I'm clear for myself, I am not going to put county money into keeping city campus. It's going to be very expensive. First of all, city campus was originally designed as a hospital. No one would have ever built a building like that to use it for the way we're using it now. So it's clear to me city campus is not a good building for us to use the way we're using it. So this is good planning. The administration has assured me, and this is where really the board, I think we have to say that is administration. Yes, we make the policy, but now there's a lot of administrative questions that have to take place on moving all those folks out of city campus. And I actually give them credit for this because it's complicated. If we're going to keep the COGS building, you could perhaps move some of those departments over in the COGS building and start using some of that space. But if you don't keep the COGS building, you're going to move them somewhere else. Since it doesn't make sense for us to use the city campus for the way it's being used, and it's clearly going to be expensive for us to keep it in use as it's being used, the administration is willing to do a transitional plan, which is to relocate those folks, some of them in the courthouse campus, some others, and maybe Mr. T. Whaley Smith can explain that part. But they're willing to do that, and if they have to move again, so be it. We have got to start clearing out buildings, and city campus is the most reasonable one. Now, I agree we could look at a plan on rehabilitation of that site. I don't think you have to take out lines 44 to 45 to do that. And that's why I oppose your amendment. I would suggest you bring in a different amendment that directs that. I'm concerned about, you know, that area of the city. Certainly we should maybe look at something positive there. But this is not the place to do it in the way you're trying to do it. And the administration understands all the decision-making that's going to go around, you know, downsizing space. There's a lot of work at that, but they've developed a plan to do it. And I really think we should take phase three as it's been presented. They've got a lot of work behind it, get it into a resolution, and then move forward. So I would oppose the amendment the way you've described it. And Mr. Chair, maybe Mr. Teague Whaley-Smith could flesh out a little bit some of the thinking behind the administration's use plan.
Supervisor, I brought him up for a couple of reasons. But first, I'm going to listen to my colleagues on the committee. Supervisor Taylor, then Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the amendment, the 40 through 42, I would support the way that was worded. 44, I would not. I agree that should remain in there. But I would agree with and on 49. I mean, I think we ought to do. We need to do something in that area. And, you know, I don't think anybody wants to see blight. I don't think anybody wants us just to walk away and let the building deteriorate and then, you know, start falling down or whatever. But if you expect me to spend one more penny on that building, you got another thing coming. I'm not going to. So if we need to remove those employees from that building and also have, you know, then work on a plan of what we're going to do with it to not just walk away. And I'll go back to what I said earlier on this discussion. If the city of Milwaukee wants to be a partner with us, they're more than welcome to, because I'm not going to sit here and have them criticize what we're going to do, but maybe they should be partners and it could be a city-county collaboration to redevelop that area. I'd be open for that, and, you know, considering that there is no supervisor for that district yet, that supervisor that served is now a city alderman. Maybe the one that's, maybe Supervisor Lipscomb can talk to our former colleague and see if there could be a partnership. But that's what I wouldn't support the amendment the way it is. If you take out, if you keep in line 44 and 45, I would.
Supervisor Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, the discussion that we just had was you didn't want to lay it over and get some information back from staff, but then you're demanding that, you know, we need to close this facility and work with all these people. You know, the fact is the amendment today, you don't want to take up the amendment or you don't want to change it. But, you know, because it doesn't have all these things. How about then we just simply lay the item over and, you know, work these things out? Maybe you could have a representative from the city of Milwaukee sitting here at the next month saying, yes, we're willing. You can't demand something of former Supervisor Stamper, now Alderman Stamper, and then not give him the opportunity to respond to it. The fact is, everybody wants to see the area redeveloped in a positive manner, and we want to make sure that our county employees. The problem is, you're trying, you know, if you wanted to close city campus and relocate the people, why wasn't there a simple resolution submitted to the chairwoman's office through economic development or this committee or whatever, finance committee, and we could debate it and we could talk about it and we could create this partnership, we could make a request to the city and other public-private partners out there to see what can be developed. Instead, we have 14 words in a bullet point, and you're going to, you know, basically decide we're going to bulldoze that area and we're moving everybody out by the end of the year without any debate on anything. So that's what I'm disagreeing to. You know, nobody here is saying we're going to put money into city campus. The fact is, you just can't, and I'm unwilling to, give carte blanche to the administration that I don't trust as far as I can throw them to say, guess what? You know, we're going to close city campus and we're just going to, you know, leave it to the wind on how it's done. I agree with Supervisor Lipscomb that this should be removed. And I would hope that, you know, I'm going through my parliamentary procedures here in my head, but the motion to lay the item over, because I think if we're going to start entertaining all these different amendments, I could write up about a dozen more that would make this resolution a lot better, and I would hope that we could lay the item over for one committee cycle.
Motion for layover. Mr. T. Wiley Smith, can you give the committee information about the Kai Center and also information about transition? Are you part of the transition of the city campus?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Absolutely. I think it would be a wonderful circumstance where we would have a decision by the state on COGS definitively, agreement with the city of Milwaukee on what happens with city campus, because there may or may not need to be rezoning if that happens. And at the end of the day, it's going to be complicated to figure out these issues. And we don't have an answer for you definitively what is going to happen on any of those, but I'm happy to provide you an update of where we are. And the only concept that comes to mind is on our side of the table, and really just collectively, there's a saying about faith. Faith is taking the first step on the staircase, even though the old staircase is there yet. And we're really struggling with faith, I think, on all on our side of the table as well. And a resolution like this would help with some direction. So, for example, in this circumstance, while we are working on the relocation of city campus, from a policy perspective,
is that something that the board supports or not? And as we work, there were several items that would have to come before you. For example, to make a development possible there, you'd have to have a disposition, which would require board approval. We may need to have to do some demolition, which would be a budget item to make that land palatable to the development committee. That would be a board decision. If we were to move into private space, we would need to sign a lease, which would be a board decision. And the same with COGS. We don't read this resolution as a commitment that we don't have to come back for you for a decision on either the temporary or the permanent decision of COGS. You have that authority. You maintain that authority. What we're looking for is we have the CBRE report, you've had further board action to make sure that we're on generally the same page of, yeah, we should consider relocating out of city campus. It's going to be complicated. We don't know exactly what the city's going to do. We don't exactly know what the state's going to do on COGS, but we want to be in the same direction when it comes to policy decision. So we as administration have some direction of what you want us to consider. And the dialogue today is great. The fact that there are some supervisors that indicate that if you want us to make a decision about a new lease regarding COGS, you need to give us more information about what the final redevelopment plan could potentially be. And I think that that's a fair request. And so here are a few updates in that regard. On the COGS building, we expect to present a file in July for what is essentially the 2014 agreement. Recall that in previous years we were on strictly a service contract, and that relationship was not working well for either from the county on the administration side or from the state. I'll give you an example. Because it was a service contract, they were still on our IT system. So, for example, you would walk into a state office and they would have their state computer and they would have their county computer and they would have to interact between the two. They didn't have control over organizing their own space. The state, of course, has staff. If they need a new electrical outlet, you know, they have staff that they can do that. They don't need to rely on our staff, et cetera, et cetera. So we have been working with the state, and we expect to present in July. We've got the final agreement from their attorneys. Our attorneys, Corporation Counsel, will be looking over it to reset that agreement, to make it clear that it is a lease relationship and that they can use their own IT group for efficiency purposes, and to do so in a way that does not put us at the county at a financial disadvantage. So that agreement will be coming for you, and basically it moves us into a lease relationship on a month-to-month basis. According to the state rules, in order for them to do anything long-term, they would have to do an RFP. And so we are working with the state on what that process will look like. We would have to respond to that RFP when it is made available. And so I don't want to wait, frankly, for the state to make a final decision on COGS before we start making some other significant decisions. It would be great if we were in that circumstance. That's where we want to be. We've been working on that for the last year, but we have to have some faith, you know, that COGS, the state, has indicated a desire to stay there. They want to stay there. So can we have some faith that they will stay there so that we can, at least on a temporary basis, get out of city campus? Just based on some rough calculations, we could save about $750,000 a year by getting out of city campus into, you know, an average office space, whatever that office space might be. So the longer we wait for the state to make a decision on COGS, the more money we are spending that could be better placed in some other way, whether it's to benefit that neighborhood or whatever the case may be part of the conversation. And so I don't want to get us into a position where we're agreeing at a temporary space for 20 years without knowing what the state is going to do, but I also don't want to continue to spend $750,000 that we can save next year by waiting for a final decision from the state. So that file will be coming shortly. Regarding city campus, we have my sort of mode of operation is that when you have a potential redevelopment side, the first thing you want to ask of people are the people that might actually spend money on improving, what do they think? So we've had some conversations with people that if we were to relocate out of city campus, what would a redevelopment plan look like? One of the groups that we have engaged is Avenues West in the Business Improvement District in that area that has really fantastic staff. We have asked them to put together a community meeting, town hall style, with the appropriate elected representatives, to ask the community from a perspective, what do we think should happen there and how do we make it happen? Frankly, instead of supporting that neighborhood, you know, that building is already 50% vacant with us there. We do not occupy much of that building. Frankly, I think we may be getting in the way by staying there. Now, that's a very detailed analysis that everybody needs to see. If we are in a position to create a plan for redevelopment in that area, and of course that would involve the disposition and/or demo costs, all of which are in the board's purview. So I know that it's difficult. I wish I had all of this lined up for you, but we're dealing with other municipalities. We can only control what the county does. And I think it's time to, frankly, stop waiting and really push away, saying this is our plan, this is our vision. if you got a problem with this vision city, if you got a problem with this vision state, you know, speak up now or forever hold your peace, because we can't be in a position to continue to spend that amount of money on an asset that is deteriorating. And we're just talking about the $750,000 losses every year. We're not talking about over the over $10 million of capital maintenance that that building needs to have happen for us to even stay there to lose $750,000 a year. So it's very complicated. You guys all certainly need more detail about those. The intent of the informational report, from our perspective, was to set a timeline, let you know where we're headed, to get feedback like this. Sometimes it's difficult to get feedback because we hear one supervisor say something and another supervisor say something, and we don't know what the majority says. So I think the fact that you're taking this information report and turning it into a resolution to have these arguments now, rather than when we come back to you with the actual lease or deal, we know where you're at with a policy perspective.
Okay. Supervisor Washon, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, one, and I wanted to remind my colleagues, because of Act 14, you don't get to amend a lease. It's just an up or down. So to think that the department's not going to come back with a bunch of crap in there, that you're just going to have to hold your nose and take it, they will. And that's why this stuff needs to be fleshed out ahead of time. And I would, you know, this idea, all I know is the execs department, you guys came to us with a report for an informational item with a recommendation to place it on file. It wasn't a recommendation to take any kind of action or some other economic development plan or anything else. So maybe we should just follow the execs department head here and follow his recommendation to just place it on file instead of wasting the last hour and a half here going through all of these items and say, you know what, maybe you ought to follow the rules. Put your little plans down on paper, submit it to the chairwoman's office, and we'll be glad to take it up in a resolution. Because the county exec can submit, he has that new authority, any legislation he wants. So to claim that somehow you have to wait for us and we're dragging our feet or something, if he wants a decision on a policy decision, tell him to get out his little pen and paper, write it down, and submit it to the chairwoman's office, and we'll be glad to vote yes or no on it.
Is this about the layover?
So, and I can tell you, by this and by his long-winded explanation, you can see that there is a lot more detail that needs to be done in this work, and if that isn't a reason to lay it over, there nothing is. So I would hope that we would support the motion to lay the item over.
All right. Supervisor Jersey?
On the layover.
I think this is a perfect conversation. If you want to get control of this policy decision, you will support the resolution that was submitted. I actually, just to give you more information, asked when I saw the report and had a conversation with Mr. High, I asked to have a resolution with it. And DAS directed no resolution. Do you want to get control of this discussion or not? Now, I appreciate the talents of Mr. Tigwaley Smith. I think he's a very talented economic development director. But you just heard the activities he is undertaking without policy directive from this board. I beg you, take control of this policy discussion. This is something the board started. The board started facilities downsizing. We had override a veto to get C.B. Richard Ellis' report done. So please, take control of this policy discussion, approve the resolution, and do not do these delaying tactics. Thank you.
Sorry, Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to try to play Solomon. And how that is that, first of all, I think that the last hour and a half, 2 hours has been a very good conversation. And I think that if this committee hasn't spoken about how important this is, and it's, I'm sure that it's being heard all over, then people are deaf. However, I also am very considerate of the fact that we've got colleagues on this committee that are interested in making amendments. We have people that are saying that they want to weigh in. And I guess I would be interested, Mr. Chairman, on the layover, that we lay it over for one cycle so that in this interim, anybody that has anything to say, they need to submit all that stuff to the chairwoman so that come July, we're pulling the trigger. And I think that that's a fairer and Solomon-like way to do it, because people maybe don't have an opportunity to weigh in. They recognize how important this is. I've stated that I'm going to push the envelope, but you know what? Another month, I don't think it's going to hurt us that you're going to, you know, say something or be ready to vote in July, because this train has left the tracks and it's moving. So I would support a layover for 1 month to allow anybody and everybody to have their say.
Supervisor Taylor.
I rarely disagree with the elder statesman on this county board, the senior statesman, whatever. He's been here longer than dirt.
He's
piling up on his desk, too, in the office. You know, dust is. But here's the issue. I wish I could support you on it, but it's not just one delay. It's not just 1 month. We have August recess. If you don't think there's going to be some sort of political maneuvering going on behind the scenes to get this pushed off past July, past August recess, into September, and then we're right around budget time. It'd be good to give the administration some direction, some consensus of this board. And either we're going to, you know, play that game today and delay it, and then, you know, in a month from now in July, play with it again, because, you know, minority rules, so six people on, you know, in 2 weeks come Thursday can, you know, lay it over for a cycle, and then we're back in July and have to make a decision. If we do that, if we lay it over, I've been down here not as long as you, but long enough to know that the parliamentary tricks are rampant, and that there are those that do not want to see anything happen. And so if we do this, then guess what? Then those games will push it to September, and you give the administration no time to react with the budget, and that's not right. And we'll be sitting here doing nothing.
Supervisors, how would you... I'm going to support the layover, but I want to say, would you have a special meeting that Tuesday before board day so we can get all this taken care of? And that's where people can have put their amendments in and everything else like that.
Special for
this item.
Supervisor
Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Totally understand where Supervisor Taylor, his comments are coming from. You know, we heard Mr. Whaley Smith talk about faith, and you know, and it's who takes the first leap. And yeah, I've been around long enough to know that people delay or whatever. But I think, and maybe I'm just too idealistic, or maybe I'm just over the hill, but. You know, I'm looking at July as the end-all, be-all, that there is no more, and I will be personally disappointed if we're going to use this as a political football, okay? And I know that, obviously, that could be in play. But somebody, somehow, some way, some group has to say, we're taking the first step here. And there's got to be some level of trust. And, you know, I would like to see us... Okay, have that level of trust. I would love to see the county executive throw us a bone of trust. I would love to see, you know, we're gonna play these games in our respective corners the rest of the next 2 years. You know, so that's why, fine. You know, Mr. Chairman, that's even more Solomon-like that if you're gonna have a special board meeting. But I think that we've got to have some kind of level of faith that says, okay. Let's give people an opportunity to weigh in. They know how important this is. We're not going to tolerate delays.
Mr. Chairman.
Did you want something, Sewer? I thought Sewer Washa. No, okay. Sewer Jersey.
Yeah. If the chair is affirming that we're going to have a special meeting, I'll support the layover to a special meeting as well, because it's going to be done this month
yet.
It respects Supervisor Lipscomb and anyone else that wants to try to amend the language, as long as we're moving in that direction. I do think it's important for us, though, to get something done this month, because I'll tell you that the train is leaving the station without us, folks, and we're the policymakers. So in respect to Solomon and the chair, if we know we're going to do a special meeting this month, I can support that. give everyone an opportunity to look more closely at this. This should not be a surprise to anyone, though. This is the third report we've had on this. This is the same language you had in the informational item. But out of respect for everyone's ability to review this, with the chairman's promise that we're going to do a special meeting, I'll support that as well. Thank you.
Why don't you put it as Tuesday at 10 o'clock here, the 24th.
Are there any other options, Mr. Chairman?
What time?
I can do noon or later that day.
No.
Before.
It's got to be the morning.
It's got to be the morning.
Or earlier that morning.
If
we wanted to do a...
What day are we talking about?
Tuesday the 24th.
If we did an 8 a.m. meeting, I can. I have a 10 a.m. appointment. That's all I'm trying
okay,
to work around.
Okay, everybody, does Wednesday look good for everybody?
Yes.
Early.
No.
I can't do late. I can't do afternoon.
Oh, no, I'm not doing early. Okay.
You know, he's just laid over for a cycle.
No. We're trying to get this done.
Wednesday, I'm open. I can do Wednesday.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
It's not my preference, but...
10 a.m.?
9.
9 o'clock.
On the 25th.
25th. But we haven't voted on it yet. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll for layover until Wednesday, June 25th at 9 o'clock?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay this item over for a special meeting to be held June 25th at 9 a.m.
On this item?
On this item.
On item number 12 prevails.
Okay. Item number 13.